we do have Lawson or Lyson. Lawson or Lyson is in stock.
Okay. Good to know. I'm buying.
Get ready for a full episode of Thrills with this week's Lawson or Lyson.
What are you going to stop telling me lies?
Are we doing a recap of Mad Men right now?
California, here we come. Right back where you lied from.
California. Hey, Lawson.
Hey, Lyson.
I have a question. What the fuck?
I'll kill you.
Huh? I'm sorry. because as you know, I don't know when you're joking. We've established that. I'm very stupid. I'm a dumb bitch.
You dumb bitch.
Were you doing Satellite Love over and over again to just be cute? Or was that just a miscommunication?
I think it's weirdly both. It's weirdly here's I'll tell you exactly. I'll bring the audience behind the scenes.
Okay.
So in the notes, Alex just goes like, "Hey, play a song or whatever." So I interpreted that as like, "Oh, this is like an outro song, right, or whatever." And so I love the old Ron and Fez show, Rip Fez Wally, and they used to just go out and Satellite of Love. So I just would play that. But that's the thing, it was the outro song, so I did it over and over. I didn't realize that Alex used to switch the songs every week.
Yeah, he would change the song. Yeah. The song every time.
People seem to be like, hey, why is it always this? So I just tripled down.
Well, okay. Between you and me, it's illegal either way. So follow your heart.
I was just curious because I was like, I can really see this being either way.
it's half of one, six in the other.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I forget that I've played songs at the end, like roughly a third of the time and put on repeats. So, you know, I'm just searching for a system you've already completed.
I mean, last week was a layup though with the no matter what thing. So.
No, yeah, we had to. Oh yeah, you missed a Yu-Gi-Oh! Pop punk, butt rock anthem.
What?
No matter what.
There was a Yu-Gi-Oh! Pop punk anthem?
There was a Yu-Gi-Oh! Butt rock like montage with like the
in
boys.
In the show?
Yeah, you missed it.
What?
Cis boys being friends.
Well, I was regular. Learning to surf, I missed a Yu-Gi-Oh! Anthem?
Yeah, sorry, baby.
What am I doing with my life?
Now, surfing. That is a great question, actually.
Surfing the USA.
Surfing in the USA.
You
or other places.
Learning about boy friendships.
Damn.
You made your choice.
That's something I don't know.
Yeah,
nothing
you made
about.
Your fucking choice.
Alex, have you ever been a boy with a friend?
Never once in my life.
Man.
I have a lot of rivals. Is it anything like that?
It's, you know, sometimes. You're on the right track. You're on the right track, Bakugo-san.
I'll often be passed by a fellow comedian and this music will go play that's like
and then you stand and like stare at each other like over the shoulder and then
yeah, I actually can't move when it happens. It's very strange. I'm struck with paralysis as they head to the nearest gym.
And meanwhile, you're heading to the nearest paid show.
That's right.
Because you're a goddamn.
Meanwhile,
top.
I'm out getting paid. You know how I do. I'm always getting paid. I make a lot of money. Don't look into
stacks.
It.
Stacks on top of stacks.
We are all very wealthy.
We're very wealthy, and we're laughing.
And in peak physical condition.
I put off buying something for $5 today because my unemployment money hadn't rolled over yet.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Me too as well, and I'm also still on those gymnastic bars from last episode, but let's do a reference to this episode and start
let's
the show
it.
With another week of thrills in this week's Game Emporium of the world famous Ballin' Out.
Game time. It's like
James
when Sasha
Bond,
Banks shows up.
James Bond, pinball machine. James Bond.
Scotch on the rocks.
Scotch on the rocks. You'll have to fuck me, James.
happening?
That's one of the. When you hit one button on the James. On the James Bond ping pong machine, mm-hmm. when you hit a certain part of it, that's what it says.
Okay.
I wouldn't lie about something like that here at the start of the show. What time do we start?
Shaken, not stirred. Shaken, not stirred.
6:34.
You'll have to scoop out my pussy, Playboy.
Ew!
That's what it says. That's what it says on the machine. Welcome to the show.
Wow. All right, Pussy Galore. Ill right now, but you still have the vibe, which is spring fever has hit New York, and it is annoying.
Motherfucker, I'm ill.
Not sick.
Look. When you get as much vitamin D from the sun as I got in the last week, you're going to have a great time getting a deadly disease. And that's what you're experiencing now.
Hey, Alex, the sun called. It wants its vitamin D back. You've had enough.
They can't have it. I'm only going to get more and more. And I'm going to get more Hawaiian shirts, and I'm going to leave them open with my crystal.
The sun's a real Indian giver when it comes to that vitamin D.
Good Lord.
He's a real Native American giver. That's so.
Wow. It's okay to say if you say Native American, by the way.
I don't.
That's such a.
What the fuck?
Well, we're moving on. Let's not even. Let's not even address it anymore. And the show has begun, and we're here with all your favorites. It's Alex and Katie and Lawson.
Hello.
The triple trouble.
Triple triads?
The game grumps.
Freedom?
Do you ever think about how much money the game grumps make?
What is that?
It's less than me.
Yeah, it's a lot less than me too, but also it's a lot of money.
What is a game grump?
It's like a YouTube series of grumps.
Are they people? Games.
Presumably,
yeah, they're like personalities.
There's like a bunch of Sizz Lords, and they freaking game it up.
Kind of familiar. It's like a precursor to
Hell and Scissors.
It's like a 2010s. YouTube channel that got like billions and billions of hits years ago, and then they were like famous on YouTube at that special point, so they all have careers in the arts us.
Be nice, bitch.
And they're it must be nice, but not as nice as all the fucking money we make anyway.
Oh yeah, I love all this money I have and the life that I'm currently very happy.
I love it. Katie
is currently draped in money. I want you to know she has a cloak.
It's not a Snoopy blanket. It's money.
No, it's $5 bills stitched together, Katie. I can clearly see it.
Yeah. She's shivering because it is not warm.
I am getting ready for the season, baby. I'm flagging. People are crawling into my DMs, and I need to let them know that I am too. They can't afford me.
You can't afford it, honey. Why don't you turn back around until you take a trip to the bank?
And would you wear a cape made of money? Like, how rich would you have to be if for someone to give you a cape made of money?
Well, first of all,
wear it around all the time.
How big is first the cape?
A cape?
It's like a superhero cape, like goes down here, the back of your knees.
Can I? I am the only one on this podcast who owns a cape. I want to say, first of all,
you don't know that.
Do you own a cape?
I might own a cape.
I know Katie doesn't own a cape.
Well,
Katie, do you own a cape?
I own a coat style that is considered a cape, but not the kind of cape you're thinking.
Okay. All
right. We're talking about a military cape.
Okay, I don't actually have that.
Above it. I have equally bullshit things. I haven't intentionally. I would get like a goth cape, maybe.
I have a vampire cape.
We're talking about one made of money.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
And here's my issue with it. And I don't think we should get one, first of all. I don't think that should be... The Patreon tier for cape made of money needs to be high up because it is a poor investment.
Well, I think they would send us the cape made of money. I'm not buying that.
No, exactly.
If we make it out of ones, I guess it's probably only like $100 or $200.
$20 bills. $20 bills.
See, that's a bad investment. And here's why. Here's why. The cape is the most easily stealable item of clothing that has ever been invented. It requires naught but a yank from it to be theirs to yours.
Yeah. What's her name in The Incredibles? Had a good point. Edna. Edna, whatever.
Because it sucks you into the jet turbine?
Oh, no, not even if you're not a superhero. It still is very easy to take off of anybody.
You can take it off of anybody, and if it's made of $10,000, it's a real missing asset when it's gone.
Yeah.
Which, you again, know. Not a lot of money to me, but to some people, you could imagine.
To some people. Please.
These poor people, these roaches living their lives on the street.
Yeah.
Going from trash can to trash can.
Mm-hmm.
I drink a whole Monster Energy drink sugar free and I feel insane.
I take fresh food and I throw it in the trash and I piss on it. That's how, just to show you what's up.
Sorry. That could be a great way to live as well.
I don't know where I'm getting this weird.
This show's gonna be weird, man.
Fantasy where I'm evil and rich.
It's gonna be a weird episode.
Let's put our ducks in a row for once in our goddamn lives.
What are we doing? Quack, quack, quack.
No, I did not mean everyone start quacking. That is never what I mean. I want the record to show I never mean that. Settle down, you goddamn ducks. Get in a row. What did we say we were going to do by the paywall? I'm going to talk about Sonic 2.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Quack, quack.
Quack, quack. And then, was there a second thing?
No, you bitch.
Hey. Wow.
Damn, Katie.
This duck is out of control.
Fuck. Someone teach this duck some decorum.
She's swimming wherever she wants.
I'm sorry. I've been so depressed, and now the tiniest drop of serotonin has returned to me, which makes me just off the rails. You want me catatonic because you give me the slightest bit of happiness, and I'm just insufferable.
You give Katie an inch.
She takes a mile of happiness?
Question she takes mark. A mile of happiness. Is that what you want?
I said, the smallest drop.
Do we want you Katie Tonic? That's the question. Katie I'll see tonic. Myself out. Thank you. Thank
Katie
you
Tonic podcast, is Katie's first hip hop album. And it's the one that puts her on the map.
Yeah, Katie Tonic. It's
Katie it's Tonic.
It's from the 90s.
It's all electronic.
It's her 1989.
Del, Funky Hope and Sabian produced it, so that gives you
a first album by Katie, the Funky Homo Sapien. Today we're talking about Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Alex.
Yes.
The fastest little guy you ever did see.
Is that the full title? The second part? Is that part of it?
Yeah, that's the second part. I don't actually know the full name.
It's my birthday. I'm Sonic the Hedgehog.
Is there a colon, the fastest little guy you ever did see?
I don't know what it was. It made a lot. It could have been any which way from what happened in that fucking film. But I saw that first one, and any time that Sonic is not on screen, Sonic is like the only CGI fun guy in it. So whenever he's not on screen, it's like, people and you're like, what the fuck am I watching right now?
I didn't know there were mushrooms in the movie. That's good to know.
Yeah, there's a ton of mushrooms. Okay. And a ton of rings as well, because it's Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
Rings are a big part of it. Well, and so is Mary.
Who puts these rings on the streets, by the way? Is that a gig? Can I get that?
They came from the mushroom world? I don't remember the first movie. Right. Here's some important topics I would like to discuss. Number one, please. Idris Elba as Knuckles.
What?
TV's The Wire's Idris Elba.
Yes.
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad he's getting the money.
I mean, did you see Cats? Has anyone?
Yeah, I did see Cats. Well, he was electric in Cats.
It can't be any more upsetting than the part in Cats when he takes his jacket off.
He's just such a beautiful man.
Not in Cats. He's not.
I'm saying, why is he doing these?
Oh, why is he doing Knuckles? Oh,
I like that he likes to have fun.
Yeah. I feel like he's challenging himself.
I guess
in a reverse
it is
way.
A challenge. I do find it challenging.
He's daring us not to fall in love with him as Knuckles the Echidna, but he brings this sexual bravado to Knuckles, where Knuckles keeps off. First of all, he's threatening to punch Sonic in the freaking snout a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonic is voiced by Ben Schwartz, who I think is insufferable. And so you kind of want him to just get punched in the snout.
Yeah, why do people keep trying to push Ben Schwartz? I don't think it's going to happen.
I not don't happen. Know.
Like, his family must be somebody, too. Because
they invented the Schwartz bomb or something.
It's just
and now
not working.
Gets $1 million to pretend to be a hedgehog on TV.
Yeah.
Or they know somebody who fucks somebody's husband or something.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't get him. And
they have a president in their basement, his heart, maybe, just in a jar. I don't know.
There's a secret, and I will get to the bottom of it. How did Ben Schwartz become Sonic the Hedgehog?
Joe Biden actually died 20 years ago when they have his actual real body in their house or something. I don't know.
If you slow that down a little bit, it's almost a serviceable, what's his face with the mustache?
Jesse Ventura.
Oh, no, that wasn't who I was thinking of, but that works too.
Who were you it thinking
does,
of?
It does
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah, Sam Elliott. Why could Sam Elliott be Sonic?
Gotta go fast.
Here's the thing about beef.
Gotta go fast.
It's gotta go fast. Look out, Miles Tails per hour. He meets his friend Tails, who's such a treat and such a thrill to be with Tails. Also, Tails just voiced by the lady who does Tails, which is like, why is Idris Elba in this film?
Yeah, Urkel's still alive. Get his ass to be the hedgehog.
Why don't you get his ass to be the hedgehog?
Well, no, because Urkel voiced him in the cartoons in the 90s.
Didn't he do... Did Urkel do something bad? Are we mad at Urkel?
I don't know.
No.
He was a rapist on Family Matters, but like... That
my question
character.
About Urkel is, did character. He do that? Anyway...
quack,
Sonic
quack 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 quack.
Okay. Everyone stop quacking. I have a lot of Sonic to discuss. The film that gave me COVID from a child, I'm pretty sure.
I'm aware that I'm doing a goose for the audience. I'm not stupid.
It might as well be a goose might as well be a
you
duck.
Fucking idiot, Watson.
I'm not actually
you
stupid.
Fucking fool.
If you're behind the paywall, gooses might as well be ducks.
The bit is that I'm doing a goose. That's the bit. I'm not
the
actually
high
that
level entertainment.
I'm not,
is
not, not stupid. Says. Again, I'm just stupid in a specific way.
Yeah. He's like the Knuckles of being
I'm
stupid.
Not stupid.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Thank you. Well said. Put that on Rotten Tomatoes.
That said, and here's what we're discussing about Sonic 2, the fast little guy. He, and they made this decision in the first one, they doubled down on it. He is an active member of the police in a way that I do not remember Sonic ever being.
I don't remember there being people, except for Eggman.
He's adopted by a policeman, and then he's like, I understand the concept of prison now. I think some people have to live in jail. Yeah, the human animal is an irredeemable beast and it must be punished. I gotta go fast. These are the things he says.
Alright.
And he's like telling people put their pussy on the pavement. And there's like a lot of loaded guns in it. And it's like, what the fuck? Where is a loop-de-loop? That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is a tunnel that you go through fast?
Does he not do the loop-de-loops and pulls?
So they do a fantastic job having Sonic do some running sequences, but no loop-de-loops.
What?
No loop-de-loops.
Why
what's
even
the
have
point
a movie?
Of the fucking movie.
Yeah. Well, he does like he dodges a bunch of missiles and
okay.
He does have an underwater level.
Okay.
Which is a big thing for Sonic.
Sure.
He even does the thing where he drowns in that way that they knew we'd love. And
sure.
I just think this one was bringing so much more to the table than the first one. And it has a slow start because you got to wait for like the action to be afoot. But then when it does, hold on to your sides because it's Sonic time. And that's my review of Sonic. Sorry,
is Jim Carrey in this one, Alex?
Jim Carrey's in it, and he's chewing the furniture.
He's munching, munching.
Jealous?
Is he Pac-Man in the scene?
Were you excited to see your hero, Jimifer Carrey?
I was excited to see him, and I think he, like, made the first movie. He does... I don't remember if this was in the first one or not. They've decided Dr. Robotnik, like, does, like, white rap slang a lot.
Oh.
So he's like... Here's one funky move, homie. I'm gonna kill Sonic the Hedgehog. And it's like, does Dr. Robotnik say that?
No.
Is this? Oh, and they do pop culture references, and it makes me want to get a gun and kill them all. And I think that's them alluding to Shadow the Hedgehog, who is gonna come up and be a big part of the third movie. They show him in the trailer at the end.
Oh, so they were saving Shadow for the trilogy.
And you know what? I'll be back, and I hope I get a different disease than that movie.
Who's voicing Shadow? Do we know? Do we have stats out? Or wait, did he say anything in the trailer? Or is it just like an animation?
I think he did.
So maybe they got someone cast.
You're making me question everything, Lawson.
I'm sorry. I needed to know.
You're making me Talking question. To... All right, Shadow. Hold on. I'm looking it up. Somebody distract the viewer.
Look at this, viewer. Listen to this.
Great work, Katie.
This is the sound a duck makes.
All right, I don't think he says anything, but it's definitely him. He's a bad hedgehog. He's
bad guy.
He's been betrayed, and now he's going to kill you with a gun. And that's what the third one's about.
Mm. Why does he need a gun?
To kill you all the faster with, my dear.
Oh, fuck. That's true. That's a good point.
Have you played Shadow the Hedgehog?
No, to be fair.
This is my line at bars. This is what I ask people.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Did you spend any time around Shadow the Hedgehog?
I have not. I just know he's like the cool Sonic, you know? He's like his proto man.
All he does is, the only different thing he does is shoot you with a gun, really.
It's pretty different, I guess.
It is extremely different in its own way.
No one else even has a gun. Even Robotnik has like a wrench, doesn't he? Or...
They give Tails invents a gun in this one.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
because he's a genius, which I don't remember about Tails, but I'm willing to agree could be something.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, he is a helicopter, so.
They have his biplane in this, but like, he doesn't make the biplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've ruined the podcast by discussing Sonic the Hedgehog 2, but I stand by my decision.
You haven't, Alex.
I had a lot of thought.
How many Dragon Balls, Alex? How many?
It was good. 5 out of 7.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, that's pretty good.
Whoa.
Me and Kenny cannot see Alex anymore. He has disappeared behind the cat.
A large cat.
Well, the fucking cat is like sitting on the microphone. I don't know what to do about it.
Look at that cat's asshole. Just look at it.
Oh my god, it's just right there.
It's crazy.
let's do the game and then we'll do
the
show.
Hey, how about we do a game for once?
Because Alex is dying and Lawson needs to watch his father, so.
You should be good now. You should be good. Daddy after dentist. Well, is it time?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I decree it time.
Well, in that case, let's start a little bit of Lawson or Lyson.
Ah, jeez Louise.
It's time.
In the Yu-Gi-Oh card game, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. Lawson, who plays real cards, and Lyson, who makes them up.
Friends, it's time once again to listen to fake and or real cards told by Lawson and or Lyson. You know the game. Sometimes Lawson tells you real cards, sometimes Lyson's out here making up fake cards. Maybe even adapting them from Magic the Gathering.
Can I just ask why he does this?
No, you may not ask.
Why does he do it? I guess
you may not ask, Alex. We're not ready to reveal all that lore yet, Alex.
Where did he come from?
This isn't Dragon Ball, the final chapters, episode 16, where we learn about Lysen and his father and being a dark wizard and someone's in a ball.
And Lysen came from a ball. That's Lysen why he lies all the time.
Came from a ball to destroy podcasts with his lies. But maybe on a future episode. I'll write down like 12 pages of lore, show Bible, send it to you.
Yeah, write that down.
So, first card up on the docket for Lost and Lysen. Just as a reminder, you don't even ask anymore. I just give you the stats, the type, and
thank you, Lawson.
The art, yes. So, first up on the docket.
Don't make me ask.
Great Swine of Earth and Sky.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
Great Swine of Earth and Sky. He is a beast type. He has 1,800 attack, 2,200 defense. Mm. And he's a pig, but he looks like he's made out of vines.
Great Swine of Red...
It's a poem.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, he's got to get an education, get a job. Being a pig made out of vines is no way to be.
I haven't heard one be a poem before, so I don't know if this is real.
He's as real as you or I. But I don't think he's a Yu-Gi-Oh card, because I don't think this is something I believe. I don't think Yu-Gi-Oh would be crass enough to call something a swine.
I just don't think Yu-Gi-Oh is writing poems. It's usually just like truck fucker lizard.
Yeah, it'd be like vine pig or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is a lie, Lysen.
Yeah, this card is a crock of shit, and it's full of shit.
Oh, okay. We have two fakes out here. When it comes to Great Swine of Earth and Sky, he is fake. That is a fake card.
Yes! All right.
How about you take your lies and go back to New Jersey, Lysen?
How'd you know I was born in New Jersey?
Yeah, that's where liars come from.
Where liars come from, pal. They don't know how to drive.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here. Count the rings on your way out the door, Lysen.
Get out.
You piece of shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
Riding next... real high. I'm immediately cured of COVID after dunking on Lysen.
And that's why we play the game, ladies and
gentlemen.
And
that's why we, for medical reasons.
It's like Patch Adams, you know. This next card up on the docket. Raging Raptor.
Say, here we go.
See, that's a Yu-Gi-Oh card. Can I just say that?
Raging Raptor. Let me hear the other stuff.
Yeah, give me the rest.
Raging Raptor is, surprisingly, a dinosaur type.
What the heck?
Yes. 600 attack, 900 defense.
He's just a little guy,
and he's just a little raptor. He's a little raptor guy.
That's what raptors are like. They're just little. Yeah. They're like peacocks or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's like a brown raptor size. With like a black. He's got like a black X on the back of his, on his back.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
He's not like other raptors, but he is for sure a Yu-Gi-Oh card that lives in the Yu-Gi-Oh universe. And for that reason, I say this is a card my friend Lawson is politely telling me about.
I would say it's also real because it says it's a dumb name.
When it comes to... So you both say real, right?
Yeah.
100% real.
When it comes to Raging Raptor...
Ooh.
He is a fake card. That is a fake card.
Yeah. You baited us with a really obvious one, and you got it.
It's real.
Yeah, right. It really did. Really did.
Where did the gumption come from to come up with a card like that?
I just made it up.
I thought you went back to New Jersey. I just sent you.
I made you count the rings.
You counted the rings on your way out. You passed under the yoke of New York's rings.
Well, we have one more card up on the docket here. And then Lawson and Lyson would have to find some more material. Final card here. Tangnostra of the Nordic Beasts.
What? Okay, so here's the thing. Is Magic the Gathering just came up with a bunch of new cards, and this sounds excessively like... Lawson's nodding as I say it, so I don't know. I don't know what kind of tip-off that is, but I'm pretty sure this is a Magic card based on the name. But tell us more about it.
Hold on. Before you make your decision, he is a beast type with 800 attack, 1100 defense. And, I mean, he's a beast. He's got two horns. He looks beastly.
Yeah, he's a non-magic permanent with some interesting effects, I bet.
I cannot say if any of that is the case.
I don't know. Katie, what do you think?
I'm going to say it's fake because I just don't trust you at all today. I don't think Lawson even showed up here. I think you've been just lying for the last hour and a half, and I don't trust you at all. I don't know, ups, down, left, or right. I don't... I'm scared, Katie. I'm scared for my family.
Katie is one of the only women podcasters, and you've scared her like this Limemeister?
I'm the only one.
Katie's the only woman, and this is how you treat her.
She's the Tigger of podcasts.
She's the Tigger of podcasts. Bouncy, fun.
And that doesn't include Tig Notaro.
Folks. So while I 100% believe you stole this with your nasty hands from the Magic the Gathering pile, my drive to disagree with Katie so that there's a winner at the end of this game is stronger still. So I will say it's a real Yu-Gi-Oh card now, and then we'll have one of us will win.
That's true. When it comes to Tangnostra of the Nordic Beast, by the way, they didn't ask me to spell it. It is Tangnjostr.
Shut the fuck up.
He is real. He is a real card.
Yes!
Not a magic card.
Another victory for dudes.
Yeah. Well.
Well, only one of us has COVID this month. I'll see you next month. Well,
so far.
Well,
so far, Katie.
So far.
There's half the month left.
Lawson and Lyson are both out of cards, everybody. I actually need to get some more cards.
Lawson is out of cards, meaning that we milled him and we win.
Those are all the cards, just to put in perspective, those are all the cards since the very first Lawson or Lyson game. I had that many.
Wow.
First time we played.
You were so prepared.
Maybe except for actually Tangnostra, because that was one of the... Discord folks smarted me up for that one. So,
wow. But, shout out. You're an inspiration.
So,
that's, you helped Lawson come up with these cards and become the man he is today. Two men, one a terrible liar from New Jersey.
Well, hold on. We didn't say which one of me is from New Jersey.
Now, which one's from New Jersey? Oh, this is fun because I'm talking over a cat.
You are.
Which one is from New Jersey?
And the cat's covering the bottom half of your face.
You're wearing a cat mask. Somebody screenshot this. This is special.
Right.
Control.
I got you.
You have moments before he runs away. And he's gone.
Oh, I got owned there.
No. Not on a keyboard. Okay. That's enough of that. We're done with Lawson or Lyson, and we're going into the hit show Yu-Gi-Oh! For adults. Play the music.
Woo!
with the hit show Yu-Gi-Oh! The King of Games!
I followed this whole episode.
It was an incredible episode.
I didn't space out during it at all.
It beat for beat. By the way, I just want to say up top, I sucked. I did not like this one. This was the most serious card game episode they have performed yet. I felt... Wow. The episode is entitled episode 34, Best of Friends, Best of Duelists, Part 2. Mm-hmm. Which you may remember from Best Friends, Best of Duelists, Part 1.
I do remember it.
And fun reminder that I'm getting from this title card, Wikipedia, is that Joey's Japanese name is Jonoichi.
Yes.
Jonoichi Bones.
Jonoichi Bones.
Jonoichi.
It sounds way more Italian.
It does sound more Italian.
Is mother making a sauce?
I don't know why they changed it.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of notes here. As we all remember, last episode, they were playing Yu-Gi-Oh, which is kind of interesting.
Huh.
Never heard of it.
You guys remember that?
No.
Not really. Couldn't tell you.
They were in... These two guys, Yugi, the Short King, and Joey Bones, were in the finals of the Pegasus Pedophile Island tournament. It's all come down to this. All the children trapped on the islands have been weeded out.
And now they've all been sent to their death by sea.
Or have been turned into a card. Yeah. Which is a fate worse than death, we're led to believe.
Seems bad.
It doesn't seem good.
Yeah.
And these two, they're the best of friends. They prayed they wouldn't end up against each other. And it seemed like they wouldn't because Joey did not know how the game worked at all for most of the show. And now he is number two in the world, I guess.
Yep.
He beat the Intercontinental Champion.
Yes, he did.
So he's high up there now. And if he wins, he's going to use all of the money from the tournament to fix his sister's eye problems. Because she's got like mozzarella in her eyes or something.
I mean, we'll get to it at the end of the episode, but it really doesn't seem like there's actually stakes. Here.
Oh my god, what is happening? Like, the way this thing is structured, as an efficient myself.
What do you mean, Kenny?
Basically, they keep posing this whole time like only one of them can win. So either Grandpa gets saved or Joey gets money for operation. But later you find out you can kind of just have it all.
You kind of do both. Also, like, if Yugi hypothetically won both of those things, don't you think...
He would just pay for the operations. Yugi, he's your friend. He's not going to, like, kill your sister.
Yeah. I'm actually buying a house.
The stakes in this world are made up.
And I need a hype house for card homies.
But hopefully you're a small child and you can't understand that that's the case.
It was just, like, so confusing because everyone kept acting like... If one of them lost, it was like the end all be all, and I was like, "No."
Joey's acting like yeah, that Yugi. He's probably gonna take that millions and just walk off into the sunset.
Yeah,
with
it. He's probably gonna buy to whores. He's gonna blow it all on whores by the end of the week.
He's gonna go whoring again. That Yugi.
He's like Jack Sparrow. This guy, he can't be trusted with any amount of money.
He's rumming and whoring that Yugi Moto, I tell you.
He's a black-hearted son of a bee. But here's the thing, is he's not. And that's something we'll be discussing today. And again, Yugi, his grandfather, he's trapped in a TV. One of the worst things that can happen to a senior. And it happens every day. Yeah. They're confused. They think they're going to their room. They take a wrong turn. They're on the Travel Channel until you go and win a card tournament and get them out of it.
You know, I'm tired of people not talking about it. It's time we acknowledged.
It's 2022. Mm-hmm. Get your grandpa out of the TV. And so this is the second episode of the duel. Joey is winning. I missed that episode. Very surprised that this is what's happening.
Well, you know.
He's got more life points. He's got all the monsters. He stole freaking Yugi's polymerization move. So now he has a super monster, the Black Skull Dragon. And whenever they cut to either Yugi or any of their friends, they have the saddest voices about this duel. They're like, it is a damn shame.
Oh, man.
They came to this.
But it's like they knew it was going to happen the whole time. They dueled before. Yeah. Once again, we're not like shooting Joey's sister in the face if he loses. But I will say the one thing I really did like about this that I think got lost in translation when they brought this from Japan and made it for like Fox Kids or whatever. Yami Yugi is like, you know, having struggles or whatever, but the Pharaoh like controlling his body is like having the time of his life, just like,
oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Until that one scene where he cries. But mostly it's just like he's like sassy, he's like smirking, it's like getting him hot and bothered, you know.
The Pharaoh thrives on conquest and he will take young Joey's life.
Yes.
Whereas all of their friends, like, they'll cut to Megan and she'll be like, I can't believe my friends are playing cards. This is the hardest day for me.
Make this about me somehow.
Make this about, I should be in the show. I actually want to dance in New York. What? Why are you here? Okay, well, here's how the episode goes. Pegasus gets a lot of talking time. That's something you need to know. He loves that friends are battling and is excited to vanquish Yugi in general. And that's just a kind of a look at what's Pegasus up to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. And he wants to destroy Yugi.
He's just bad. I can't think of any. Yeah. They try to like kind of explain it this episode, and it doesn't clear anything up for me.
It really doesn't explain. It doesn't even make you sympathetic to him. You're like, well, no. Why were you? You're gay, so why are you tricking a woman into marrying you?
First of all, let's start there.
It's not like right to out people unless they're Maximilian Pegasus and they're using their influence and power to trap children on their card island.
When my wife died, I didn't want to start a pedophile in tournament just to destroy one small boy in particular.
Just one nasty boy who you've already taken his grandfather. And so we've already started talking about it. Maximilian Pegasus' flashback later in this episode is him, and he has as much hair then as he does now, which is like down to his butt with like a big Sonic the Hedgehog throw. And then he has a wife who looks just like him, but is blonde. Yes. And then she mysteriously erupts into flame.
I'm evil now.
Yeah, it seems like, they don't explain what happened to her. It was like a metaphor, but you're like, okay.
Yeah, that cleared up nothing.
It was a real up situation, I think.
Yeah,
she flew away on a balloon. And so I gotta conduct international crime for the rest of my days.
It would have been great if literally ended with Pegasus going like, so I'm evil now.
It made me evil. It's not that I was just born gay and evil.
Like the great Gaga once said, I was born this way. Evil, I mean.
Evil gays are the most productive members of society. They get so much shit done.
What if Pegasus was just evil the whole time and his wife was also evil? Like, his perspective is just like, yes, then I married another evil woman and then she died and now I'm evil all by myself.
What if they had an agreement where it was like for a trust fund or something?
He is a capitalist, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They might have been a power couple of evil bitches, but anyway, she's a dead bitch now and it's made him all the more evil towards children. And so we're going to focus on this stupid duel that's going to be happening the whole episode. Here's what happens. Yugi plays the Dark Magician in attack mode, who, as we all know, is no match for Skull Dragon, a polymerization of Summon Skull and Red Eyes Black Dragon. Yeah. Okay? If you're listening at home, those are the two things that are Skull Dragon. He's a really big dragon.
Thank you for explaining Skull Dragon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome to you.
You're welcome.
There's 10,000 words on Joey Bones' moves today, and I'm going to read all of them. Joey explains that you want the monsters to have higher attack points than the other monsters, and that's when Yugi plays Magical Hats.
His favorite card.
Joey taking time out of the episode to be like, Yugi, the monsters with the higher attack points wins. What? Yeah, Joey.
Yeah, not, and then Yugi's like, what? That's right, Joey.
That's right.
That's how we're both in the world finals.
What the fuck?
What? Me and freaking... Mr. Magoo in the world finals. I don't know how it came to this. It's a crazy situation, honestly.
Did you know that 2,500 is less than 2,800?
Joey, he's Forrest Gumped like... his way into an insane situation. Important update. When Yugi plays Magical Hats from downtown, Pegasus yelling from the rafters, my hat's off to you.
He does say that.
Pegasus is doing a running commentary like no one can hear him, but he's like right there. Everyone can hear him.
Yeah, he's right there.
They're just trying to ignore him because he's a bad man.
I like to think there's like they edited out Chardonnay being like, good one, sir.
Nice. So now, as we all remember, Magical Hats puts four big hats on the field, and then you got to blast the hats, and his monster is only under one of the hats, so it makes your odds of killing him 1 in 4. And Joey, he's blasting the hats, and he blasts the wrong hat. I'm watching this, I'm thinking, what if he just blasts the right hat, and then you lose like an idiot?
Don't worry, it's Yu-Gi-Oh!
Actually, he's going to blast the one with the monster in it last every time, which...
Every time.
I do love to see. And so Joey's blasting the hats, he blasts the wrong one, but he has one more move up his sleeve, the Cunning Garuzis.
Oh, yeah, when that guy got called up, I'm like, oh, shit, Lawson, Garuzis,
he's the Keith Lee of the show.
Lawson sees himself as Garuzis, and we know that when he's on screen, Lawson is excited somewhere.
Yeah, bro, he's the Lizard Man with two axes, bro, come on.
He's Lizard Man from Soul Calibur, that's what Garuzis is. Anyway, Joey's like playing this game. There's so much to get through. Joey's playing this game where he's very conspicuously tells Yugi to like go and attack Garuzis. He's like, yeah, boy,
you gotta attack Garuzis.
Did I do a boopsie daisy? Better not.
Did I play a Garuzis? I played a Garuzis.
And this is like a Joey Bonehead move. He's bluffing like a 13-year-old. It's very immersive. He's like, oh, geez. Oh, my lizard man.
Oh, I really messed up, Yug. I messed up. You told me not to mess up, but I did. I made a huge mistake.
I guess I lose the world finals. And then they're all like, I think he's a trick. I don't think he can do it.
I think it's a trick.
And then he doesn't do it. And Joey's like, Yugi's so smart. And it's like, you lied badly. You did. You were very see-through. I think if you invited a stranger into the room to watch you say that last line, they would not fall for it. And so Yugi like passes. Joey attacks one of the hats, but there's nothing in it.
Again,
Pegasus comments that the world is an arbitrary place and also a place where fate intervenes. And that's when we see...
those are conflicting statements. Pegasus.
It's an arbitrary place.
Where fate intervenes.
It was some real freshman year shit. Like, what are you even saying, bro?
What are you talking about, Pegasus?
In a way, life is a lot like the movie Fight Club, which is my favorite movie.
I do like that Pegasus is consistent with the fact that, like, you know, it's also like how whenever his plan has clearly gone wrong, he's like, no, actually, this is exactly what I wanted.
I meant to do that.
It's called swinging, folks. Ever heard of it? My wife died in a vague fire.
The world is arbitrary, much like a toon world.
So yeah, we already talked about that whole thing. It clears nothing up. Back to this card game for the rest of the episode. Joey goes again for some reason. I think they just skip Yugi. But Yugi put down a trap under one of the hats, and wouldn't you know it, he fell right for that trap.
At this point, it was 50-50 that he would hit the Dark Magician, but he still hit the trap instead.
He still hit the trap. God does not want him to win the game.
Yeah, truly.
And so his super monster got its points cut in half, so now it's tied with the Dark Magician. He goes, oh shit, oh shit, and he puts Garuzzi's in defense mode because now it actually will cost him the game if Garuzzi's gets hit. And then everyone has some great thoughts about it where they're like, shit, man, I can't believe I'm watching Yu-Gi-Oh! And then that's it for them.
What a time to be alive.
Yugi seizes the initiative. He plays the Book of Liberal Arts. And he gives the Dark Magician the Book of Liberal Arts with its ancient magics. And it makes him 300 attack points stronger. So he beats the polymerization Black Skull Dragon. And then Pegasus claps.
And he's like, totally fucked your friend. And I love that.
But the student loans, the Dark Magician's going to have to pay for that later, you know? Is it really worth it? That's what I need to know.
Who's going to pay for it?
Who's going to cover for the loans for that?
All these millennials want $1 million deal. They want a green new deal, but who's going to pay for it? That's what I want to know. I only eat cheese and wine. I'm drinking water because my throat's all fucked up. Okay.
Sorry, Alex. You're
now Joey
great.
Thinks about his sister because they used to pinky swear together. And laugh, and she'd say things like big bro and stuff and reach towards him. And so he's like, now I can't lose because I thought about that. And so what he does is he plays the baby dragon and a different card face down, and he yells, time to kiss the baby. And so Yugi's thinking what we're all thinking, which is he plays the baby dragon.
He's gonna play that time wizard.
He's gonna play the time wizard.
Seen that trick like 15 times.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only one move in that case, and that's to ruthlessly destroy the baby in a Moses style situation.
Yep.
But so he goes to go destroy it, but wouldn't you know, the card face down is not the time wizard. Is in fact Kunai with Chain, Garuzzi's signature card.
Get shit on, Yugi.
You
it's Kunai
can't,
with a chain on it.
You can't go past Garuzzi's without his Kunai with Chain chaining your magician.
Mm-hmm.
And so Megan, she chimes in. She's watching from the side. This is their good friend. And she goes, my friends are so cool. And that's it for her. That's what she adds.
God, I hate her. Shut the fuck up,
they're
Megan.
Still... You guys, they're playing cards, and they're still being friends.
We're like the friends from Friends. No, you're not, Megan. You're
shut
nothing
up,
like
Megan.
The friends from Friends. Which one are you, Megan?
You're the
I bet you think you're Jennifer
table,
Aniston.
Megan.
We're
she
like
thinks
the
she's
Big
Rachel.
Bang Theory.
I'm young Sheldon.
That is.
I can't name a second member of the Big Bang Theory, but... Megan is young Sheldon. Anyway, Joey then at this point top decks the time wizard. His luck is going the other way. So it's all coming down to time wizard. Again, a 50-50 card every time he plays it. And he's in the world finals. And he's like, of course I'm going to play it. Just because I was going to win anyway doesn't mean I'll throw it up to chance. And so he throws it down, and then both of them cut back and forth, and they're like, time wizard, now that's a card. Remember how Yugi gave you the time wizard?
Oh, yes. I remember. We were on a romantic boat trip to Pedophile Island.
Way back, a day ago. We were so young. I didn't know how to play the game back then.
What
and
a
yet
different
I was entering
time.
The world tournament.
Yugi still had Exodia. Mai was a bitch.
They dropped a lot of cards in the water. That was a big part of it. So wouldn't you know it, the time wizard, I thought it was just going to come up nuts and then Joey was going to be fucked. And I thought that would kind of be poetic in a way, but that is not what happens. And the Time Wizard sends all the cards 1,000 years forward in time. Imagine that, a situation through time with the Time Wizard turning the baby dragon into the 1,000-year-old dragon and turning the Dark Wizard into, checking my notes here, a very old wizard. He's got a beard. They all comment on it. They're like, look how old.
I love this move specifically because he's like, actually, it rules that you made him old. So fuck you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is the one part of the episode I liked, because it was the one part that felt like they were just making stuff up again, which is if you make the Dark Magician old, it is a better card.
Well, his attack drops to 100. However, he gains the ability as the Dark Sage that you can play magic cards on your opponent's turn.
Ooh!
Which is really also good, right?
It's pretty good, except since when are we following turns?
Where would you put this information on a card? Why doesn't he just die? Is he not a man? Does he not bleed as a man?
He's a wizard. Now he's a sage. He's like the most interesting man in the universe, Alex.
He's like the Dos Equis guy. And so the Dark Sage, he's so old, he gets a special attack turn thing. So the 1,000-year-old dragon goes to blow its nasty breath on his last card. But Yugi counters with the Mikiu, the magical mist. And then everyone's like, whoa, it is not your turn. And he's like, let me explain the Dark Sage.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say what he does for a minute? And they're like, I didn't realize. And so, Yugi says the hardest move he's ever had to make is right now. And he's like got a tear in his eye, but he steals the Black Skull Dragon from Joey's graveyard and then kills Joey. As if he means nothing to him, as if he is but another corpse on his way to the king's throne.
And they cry.
And then everyone weeps.
Boy tears, girl tears.
I like the boy tears because they were so brave. They were masculine. Tears.
Yeah. And yeah.
It's the hardest thing that I've ever seen. I had to check myself into urgent care watching this episode because it was so moving.
And Joey's sister will be blind forever now.
Yeah. Which is like, there are worse things that could happen to you. Come on. For a TV show? Grow up. It's Yu-Gi-Oh! She could be trapped in a card. Her soul could be trapped in a card.
They never really gave us like a thing she wanted to do, like she needed her sight for, like go be a dancer in New York or something. Like,
yeah.
What is Serenity? Does she have a dream that she needs vision for?
She just loved seeing things. She loved watching stuff.
I mean, you know.
If she loses her vision, she can't watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters, her favorite show.
That's true. That's very true.
And so Yugi has defeated Joey. Joey is excited to get stepped on like a little worm. And even while he's crying, he's like, kill me. Throw my body at the window of your car. And then Yugi does, and everyone's weeping. And so for the exciting coup de grace, Yugi has won the tournament. It's just going to be him and Pegasus next. And Joey says, you beat me fair and square. I want to give you my treasure card. This is worth $300,000 American.
This is what I was so confused about. If you don't have to win the tournament to get the money, you just need that card, then what the fuck is the problem here?
So anyone who has a card and gives it to Croquet, it's like a wizard situation. Like he has to give you $300,000 on the spot. So I guess losing the card means Yugi would get it, but Yugi's like, yeah, you can just keep that. It's fine. No big deal.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
And so they're like, oh, thank God. I was worried there were stakes and plot in the show, but there's not.
No, and there's not, actually.
My sister's going to see in 4D. She's going to be seeing Shrek 4D all the time. Going to have the best eyes anybody's ever had.
Oh, man.
She's going to play cards. We're going to be watching her play cards, I bet.
Yeah.
It's that's very exciting. And then they're all laughing and
what an episode.
Did you think Yugi would win this episode of Yu-Gi-Oh?
Nah, dog.
The odds were stacked against him and he came out crazy on top. The Pharaoh always wins. Render unto him.
Yeah.
And that's episode 34 of Yu-Gi-Oh! The friends who
were they friends? The best of duelists?
Episode 34, The Friends.
Okay.
And that's that.
That's that. Quickly, let's rate a review because Alex is in the dark.
Yeah. How am I? How about now?
Quack!
I'm at a full house with multiple rooms.
Yeah. Look at the little prince here. All right. Rate a review, everybody.
Starting with me. I didn't like it. Okay. 3 out of 7. Not okay. Enough made up shit.
Okay.
Where's the fake guns?
Okay.
All right.
Lawson.
6 out of 7. It was the best. It was awesome.
Boys I agree. Cried. 6 out of 7. The boys cried. What are you battling? There was so much dude emotion.
He aged that dark magician, and he's like,
and he's
I'm
like,
a
actually,
dark sage.
Fuck you.
I do.
Okay, I did like that one part. It's just.
You're sick, Alex. Your mind is literally poisoned right
I'm
now.
I'm not
come
a sound body.
This is
legally not a valid review. I need to rewatch the episode.
The episode flew by, baby. I was just like, they're playing cards.
It was like the first one where there was a bunch of card stuff that I wasn't mad the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was wrong and I apologize, but it is a 3 out of 7 from me and I'm not impressed. Try harder, bozo, I say to Yu-Gi-Oh! Creator.
Wow.
Guy.
Wow. Take
damn
that.
Yu-Gi-Oh! The creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! Anyway, let's go. Let's
and that's it
here
for us for another week. Thank you so much for gaming with us, the game grumps. We want to leave you with this special song we end every episode with and always have.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. Hanging on. going to reap just what you sow. You're going to reap just what you sow.